Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thank you for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Andrew Sherman back on the show. Andrew has been, as of this month, 16 years he's been a member of our Brain Trust. How about that? He's an attorney. We love him anyway. Partnered with Jones Day, a global law firm. The author, and I'm having trouble reading this because I can't see over all these books that he's written here. There's a stack of them here that are overwhelming me. Raising Capital, Franchising Licensing. That's the Bible for franchising, by the way, folks, and licensing. Running Your Business, Running and Growing Your Business, on and on. I don't know. Something under 30 books, as I remember. Sold under a billion copies. He's our good friend, Andrew Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me.
How many books?
Working on number 26 as we speak. It's going a little slower than the norm.
Yeah. I've dropped a step myself, Andrew.
Yeah, I know. But I know you feel my pain, my friend.
I do, but I'm not close to you. I mean, holy mackerel, 26 books, that's ridiculous. And I think I've got 23 of them. Anyway, welcome back. I'm glad you're here. And one of the things that I know that you do, Andrew, that's always a great benefit to us, as an attorney, as a business attorney, meaning you work with companies, some small, but a lot of global companies, you're seeing what's going on out there in the economy and the volatility that I feel like I fear, Andrew. Maybe it's just my being a little paranoid, but I fear that we are in a very volatile and maybe even tenuous economic global situation right now. What do you think?
I think you're 100% right. It's interesting. You know, as a transactional lawyer, in some ways, my practice is a miniaturized economic indicator. I mean, if a lawyer that does a lot of business deals is busy, then the economy surely must be good, or he's got all the right clients. But if there's some hesitation, if there's fits and starts, then that might be a larger indicator as to what's going on with the economy. What I'm seeing is, optimism, but very cautious optimism, to quote Mr. Greenspan. People are cautious about, global unrest. People are cautious about domestic unrest. Look at what's happened just in the last few months in Baltimore
right
and Ferguson.
Right there in your neighborhood.
Yeah, right to the north of us. People are tenuous about global growth opportunities and the cost-benefit analysis there. People are tenuous about the political and regulatory situation in this country and what will happen, what happened in 14 and what will happen in 2016. And, we could talk for hours about that, and I'm sure we will over the next couple of years, but I think there's a lot of, maybe I'll do something, but then again, maybe I'll wait.
But isn't there more maybe I'll wait because you've got and small business owners, stay with us. We're going to bring this back home. But all of us, even the smallest American small business, Andrew, is impacted by what's happening in Greece.
Well, of course it's impacted. There's a ripple effect. I mean, look, we are hands down more interconnected than we have ever been.
Ever.
And that is not going to reverse.
And more every day.
More every day.
And whether so, and regardless, it's irrespective of whether it's good or bad. That's not even the issue right now.
Right.
It's just the way it is.
You could be a dry cleaner in the middle of central Alabama,
yeah,
and you're going to be affected if somebody's going to start, doing their own laundry or wearing that suit an extra three times and not bringing it in because they're concerned about something they saw on TV or something is affecting their own business or a loss of a job or something.
Don't
else.
Don't you think a lot of what's missing right now that's making people feel reticent to invest and to spend? We got Americans are deleveraging and saving like crazy people. And the world is actually, I think, in a lot of ways. Don't you think a lot of what's going on right now and what people want to see that they're not seeing without realizing it is leadership, a lack of leadership on many levels?
There is a lack of leadership.
On many levels.
On many levels. And the leadership that's out there has let people down.
Well, then it's not leadership. It's something
else. Exactly. I mean, it may have started as leadership, but it hasn't.
Only a leadership title. That's all they have.
Correct. But they're not acting like leaders.
Not in reality, no.
And look, you go back to, you know, the Reagan administration and even to some extent the Clinton administration. I mean, no matter what your politics are, some of these people were leaders and some were not. And mm-hmm. I don't see any real attempt to restore confidence in business.
Hold on to that thought, Andrew, because I got to go to a quick break. We come back, I'm going to ask Andrew the O question. That's right, the O question. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.